The Word of God found in the majority text authorized King James Version of the Bible is a solid rock. These words dispel all fear, stress, and uncertainty, and these words are true and righteous altogether. They truly are the place to build a life. These words are not simply printer's ink and paper. These words are God. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In Revelation 19:13, speaking of Jesus Christ, it reads, "And his name is called the Word of God." Have you been born again? Have you met the life-changing Word of God? Would you like a new beginning where all your sin and shame have been expunged from your record? Would you like a new father, a new name, a new purpose, and a new destiny? Literally, a new born-again beginning. God said, man said, has good news for you. Today is your day of salvation. Today will be the best day of your life, and underpinned with the promise that tomorrow will be better. Click on to Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the invisible kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms 33:6, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth." God said, Matthew 11:28-30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." God said, Luke 10:18-19, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." God said, Romans 8:28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." God said, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Man said, "Who is this God of the Bible you're trying to stuff down my throat? Man created God. He is simply a crutch for the weak-minded." Now the record. This is God Said, Man Said, feature article 553. These exciting features confirm the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. May the face of the Lord shine upon you with light and truth. Following, you will read several foundational paragraphs from last week's feature article concerning the discoveries and conclusions at which many of today's scientists are arriving concerning the universe, the earth, your body, etc. Many scientists are initially perplexed when they discover that the smallest building blocks of life are particles that deny Newtonian materialistic explanations. It is at this juncture that the theory of quantum physics is employed. Keep firmly in mind that you and everything you see has been spoken into existence out of that which is invisible by the words of God. Everything is made out of God's words. If this biblical principle is true, then we should find evidence everywhere, and we do. Today's scientific minds continue to confirm the word of God written thousands of years ago, secrets that only the Creator himself could know. Bruce H. Lipton, Ph.D., a stem cell biologist who taught at the University of Wisconsin's School of Medicine, performed pioneering studies at Stanford University, and authored and co-authored numerous books, made some telling statements in his book, The Biology of Belief. We've lifted the following excerpts for your perusal. Excerpt number 1. No, there has not been a printing mistake. Atoms are made out of invisible energy, not tangible matter. So in our world, material substance, matter, appears out of thin air. Kind of weird, when you think about it. Here you're holding this physical book in your hands, yet if you were to focus on the book's material substance with an atomic microscope, you would see that you are holding nothing. Excerpt number 2. Fortunately, leaders in the field, such as Johns Hopkins University physicist Richard Conhenry, are addressing the misperceptions about the perceived primacy of material world. Henry offered an elegantly simple definition of the true nature of the universe. The universe is immaterial, mental, and spiritual. Live and enjoy. Excerpt number 3. The reality of quantum universe reconnects what De Socrates took apart. Yes, the mind, energy, arises from the physical body, just as De Socrates thought. However, our new understanding of the universe's mechanics shows us how the physical body can be affected by the immaterial mind. Thoughts, the mind's energy, directly influence how the physical brain controls the body's physiology. Thought, energy, can activate or inhibit the cell's function, producing proteins via the mechanics or constructive and destructive interference described in the previous chapter. Excerpt number 4. The fact is that harnessing the power of your mind can be more effective than the drugs you have been programmed to believe you need. The research I discussed in the last chapter found that energy is a more efficient means of affecting matter than chemicals. Excerpt number 5. The brain's function is to coordinate the dialogue of signal molecules within the community. Consequently, in a community of cells, each must acquiesce control to the informed decisions of its awareness authority, the brain. The brain controls the behavior of the body's cells. End of quote. Finally, Dr. Lipton writes, biological behavior can be controlled by invisible forces, including thought. What then are Dr. Lipton and others saying? 1. Atoms appear out of thin air. 2. The universe is not material, it is mental and spiritual. 3. Thoughts, silence words, can activate or inhibit the cell's function producing proteins. 4. Harnessing the power of your mind, words can be more effective than drugs. 5. Each of your 50 trillion plus cells must acquiesce control to the brain. 6. Biological behavior can be controlled by invisible forces, including thought or words. What is perplexing to so many scientists is fully explained in the Bible. All things have been spoken into existence out of that which is invisible by God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Science, employing the most sophisticated atomic microscopes, concludes that the universe is immaterial. It is mental and spiritual. Science, welcome aboard. End of quote. At the end of this feature, we will again list a host of other features that will surely transform your Christian life. Many of you have already visited these features, but believe me, you must visit them again, especially as the day approaches. The reality that everything has been spoken into existence out of God's invisible words from that which is invisible is driving the quantum discussion. Keep in mind the buckboard example. Long before the first automobile was created, a fellow was riding down the road in his buckboard, pulled along by a horse taking all day to do what our modern contraptions can accomplish in 20 minutes. As he was musing his thought, silent words, boy, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a horseless carriage. When he arrived home, he took a tablet and pencil and wrote down, written words, his plan to create a horseless carriage. Then our inventor went into the hills and dug up some iron ore, etc., which God spoke into existence, smelted it down into steel, and drove away in the first automobile. It's obvious that the automobile is literally made out of words, and so is your body. Surely Proverbs 18:21 is correct. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. These are the last days. Being able to more perfectly mix the word of God with faith will be ever so much more critical. The world's stress, fear, and uncertainty of these last days will be suffocating. But be confident of this one thing. For the redeemed, God has lifted up a standard. Isaiah 59:19. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. All of our 50 trillion plus cells have a two-position switch on board. One position is called growth, the other, protection. In the growth mode, where there is no fear, stress, or uncertainty, the body flourishes with health. But if one flips on the protection switch and stays there for prolonged periods of time, it actually destroys life. The following is from Dr. Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of Belief. Inhibiting growth processes is also debilitating in the growth in a process that is not only expands energy, but is also required to produce energy. Consequently, a sustained protection response inhibits the creation of life-sustaining energy. The longer you stay in protection, the more you consume your energy reserves, which in turn compromises your growth. In fact, you can shut down growth processes so completely that it becomes a truism that you can be scared to death. End of quote. Again from Dr. Lipton's book concerning the HPA axis. The body is actually endowed with two separate protection systems, each vital to the maintenance of life. The first is the system that mobilizes protection against external threats. It is called the HPA axis, which stands for hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis. When there are no threats, the HPA axis is inactive and growth flourishes. However, when the brain's hypothalamus perceives an environmental threat, it engages the HPA axis by sending a signal to the pituitary gland, the master gland, which is responsible for organizing the 50 trillion cells of the community to deal with the impending threat. We live in a get-set world, with an increasing body of research suggests that our hypervigilant lifestyle is severely impacting the health of our bodies. Our daily stressors are constantly activating the HPA axis, priming our bodies for action. Unlike competitive athletes, the stressors in our bodies are not released from the pressures generated by our chronic fears and concerns. Almost every major illness that people acquire has been linked to chronic stress. Between 75 and 90% of primary care physician visits have stress as a major contributing factor. More researchers are pointing to the inhibition of neuronal growth by stress hormones as the source of depression. In fact, in chronically depressed patients, rather, the hippocampus and the prefrontal cortex, the center of higher reasoning, are physically shrunken. A review of this study published in Science reported, "Overtaking the monoamine hypothesis in recent years has been the stress hypothesis, which posits that depression is caused when the brain's stress machinery goes into overdrive. The most prominent player in this theory is the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal, HPA, axis." End of quote. The smallest building blocks of your body are affected and directed spiritually, words. God's creation, words, are laden with marvelous passages that enable the born-again to shift fear, stress, and uncertainty with the simple application of living words mixed with childlike faith. Every single cell hears and is directed by your words. Imagine speaking the word of God to your flesh, an audience of 50 trillion plus. The words that the saved speak are not like the world's positive speaking program, which is only backed by one's ability to maintain the positive position. But our words are God's creation, words backed by Jehovah, His Christ, the Holy Ghost, His holy, fully functioning angels, and the rest of the host of heaven. And His words will not tire or fail. Note the instructions in Philippians 4:8. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." No wonder those who attend church more than once a week for their word therapy live 8 years longer. See the power of going to church. It's time, saints, to harness the power of the tongue. Thousands of years ago, God declared it so, and now science is knocking at the door. Hebrews 11:3. "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." God said, Psalms 33:6, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth." God said, Matthew 11:28-30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." God said, Luke 10:18-19, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." God said, Romans 8:28, "And we know that all things work for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." God said, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Man said, "Who is this God of the Bible? You're trying to stuff down my throat." Man created God. He is simply a crutch for the weak-minded. Now you have the record.